Zach, when you made the comment or you actually posted the Instagram, I mean, any way to explain what you were feeling at that moment?
Really just emotions running and, you know, just in my feelings about, you know, just what was going on. But, you know, I made a mistake of posting that picture, and I wish I could take it back. And that's not who I am. And I'm just trying to, you know, get everybody to see that that's not who I am. And, you know, I made a mistake by posting the picture, and I'm sorry for it.
A lot of fans are really upset. And someone said the Browns should cut you and all that. How do you respond to them?
Really, I'm just happy that Hugh and Sashi and the owner just giving me an opportunity to show people that that's not who I am, and you know, just you know, them believing in me and them understanding that that's not who I am, and you know, I really appreciate that.
Isaiah, have you felt or noticed a backlash from people responding on your social media feeds?
Yes, I have. Yes, I know it's been a lot of backlash, and I understand. Because, you know, I made a mistake by posting the picture, and it's my fault, so I man up and say, you know, I apologize to everyone, and I'm sorry to all my fans and the whole Browns organization, and, you know, I do my best at trying to show people that that's not who I am.
Isaiah, what did you learn when you went to the funeral of the officer, and what was the experience like for you?
I haven't ever really experienced anything like it, but it was very interesting, first time I ever been to a cop's funeral, and I met Officer Dimitri Penny, and he a real good guy. He talked to me a long time when I was there, and really the experience, you know, it wowed me, and you know, I have a whole another outlook on, you know, just police and what they do.
Hey, Isaiah, if any of your teammates kind of brought the subject up with you, whether or not they, you know, disapproved or tried to get your explanation for the post?
No, not really. Just everybody's been, you know, when I was at home, everybody was getting in touch with me, just trying to show me support, all my teammates, and I really appreciate that. And I also wanted to tell them that I'm sorry if I offended anyone or anything like that. I want to tell the whole Browns organization, my teammates, my coaches, and everyone that I apologize.
This is your third year, new staff, they're counting on you. Can you carry the weight of this and shake it off and be the player that you intended to be?
Yes, I feel like I can shake it off and, you know, move on. My main focus was football and, you know, just trying to be the best I could be for my teammates and my coaches. And just, you know, I understand what's going on, and I'm being accountable for my mistakes, and I apologize. And I feel like I can accept the role.
Isaiah, that's one of the things that Coach Jackson said to us today, that this is not what was in your heart. Do you feel like you've proven that, or you still have to prove it every day?
I feel like I still have to prove it every day, because, you know, doing one thing doesn't make you, you know, who you are. You just got to, you know, show people that, you know, I got to show people that I apologize and, you know, just do things for people to understand.
Isaiah, are you at all nervous about being in front of the fans tomorrow for the first time, or worried about what people might say or anything like that?
I mean, not really nervous. I understand if people say, you know, bad things or whatever people say, I understand, because I feel like everyone has their, you know, opinion to everything, and everyone is free to their opinion. But no, I'm not nervous. I understand the situation, and I'm ready for it.
Was there anybody? You've already taken some positive steps, obviously, going to the funeral, pledging your game check. What more do you want to do?
Really, I just want to have an open dialogue between the community and the police, and I want to be a part of the solution and not the problem. And posting that picture, I was part of the problem, and I don't want to be that.
Is there a history with you, your family, or friends with police that caused your emotions to get to that point?
I've had friends and family members, you know, just things, you know, situation with the police, and I feel like that kind of did have a part on my emotions that day, and but I feel like it's still no excuse for, you know, what happened, and I apologize for it.
Isaiah, what do you know about that job, about that role now, that you didn't necessarily know when you posted that?
Really just all the things police do. and, you know, how they serve us and, you know, everything they do for us. Basically, I was able to sit down and talk to him, and he, you know, kind of talked to me briefly about what they do, and, you know, I was able to see some of the things that they do for us.
Did you encounter any hostility in Dallas from anybody, or was it pretty much supportive?
It was pretty much supportive the whole time. Everybody, you know, I talked to understood the situation, and, you know, they gave me support. So,
The head of the Cleveland Police Union here, you know, had some harsh words for you, but then, you know, kind of came off of that position. But he did mention something about, wouldn't it be great if, you know, someday you could, you know, go out and do like a, you know, a detail with them some night and ride around in a police car. Is that something that you would be open to doing, and do you think that would be beneficial?
Yes, I feel like that would be beneficial just for everyone to see that I'm not like anti-police or anything like that. You know, I was just in my emotions and upset at the time. But I'm open to create open dialogue between, you know, me and, you know, my community and police.
Do you have any plans to do that? I mean, have you guys talked about actually doing that?
We have talked about doing that, but we haven't made any specific thing that we're going to do.
Have you had any conversations with Jim Brown in regards to this issue?
I haven't, not yet, but I plan to.
What about the Haslams? Did you sit down with them and talk about
it? I talked to them about it briefly, but not a full conversation.
What was their message?
Really that they support me, and, you know, they don't feel like that's who I am, but, you know, everyone makes mistakes, and, you know, really I got to, you know, just stand on it and just show people that that's not how I am.